Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
In the depths of adversity, hope often feels like a distant light. We've all faced moments when the world seemed to conspire against us. Times when every step forward was met with resistance and every dream felt just out of reach. But my friends, I stand before you today with a message of unwavering truth and hope. A declaration that has the power to shake the foundations of doubt and fear. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. These words are not just vibrations in the air, but a living, breathing promise from the Almighty God. Today, I invite you to embark on a journey with me into the heart of this profound and powerful assurance of victory. I'm also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My dear friends, every weapon formed against you and every scheme of the enemy will only serve to fortify your faith and deepen your reliance on Christ. In Isaiah 54, verse 17, we find these powerful words. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. This divine promise is not just for some. It is the heritage of all who serve the Lord. It is your birthright as a child of God, a divine guarantee that every assault against you will ultimately fail because God Himself stands as your defender. As we look closer at this assurance, let it be a reminder that God's protection surrounds you like a mighty shield, rendering every weapon of the enemy powerless. My friends, we must first understand the nature of the battle we face, the nature of spiritual warfare. The weapons formed against us are not always physical or visible. Often, they are spiritual, emotional, and mental assaults designed to shake our faith and derail our purpose. The enemy's arsenal includes doubt, fear, discouragement, and deception. These weapons aim to erode our confidence in God's promises and distract us from our divine calling. But here's the crucial point. Recognizing these weapons is the first step to disarming them. When we identify the tactics of the enemy, we can counter them with the truth of God's word. In Ephesians 6, verse 12, Paul reminds us, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." This verse unveils the true nature of our struggle. It's not against people or circumstances, but against spiritual forces that seek to undermine our faith. Understanding this truth empowers us to fight effectively. We learn to see beyond the surface of our challenges and recognize the spiritual dynamics at play. This awareness allows us to approach our battles with wisdom and discernment. My dear friends, when you face opposition, remember that it's often a sign you're on the right path. The enemy doesn't waste time attacking those who pose no threat to his kingdom. Your challenges may be indicators of the impact you're making for God's glory. In 2 Corinthians 4, verses 8 to 9, Paul describes this paradox. We are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed. These words paint a vivid picture of the believer's resilience in the face of spiritual warfare. No matter how intense the attack, we remain undefeated because of God's promise. The weapons formed against us may be fierce, but they are ultimately...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Powerless. God's protection is not a fragile shield that shatters under pressure. It's an impenetrable fortress that withstands every assault. When we abide in this truth, we can face our battles with confidence and peace. We know that every weapon formed against us will fail, not because of our strength, but because of God's faithfulness. This assurance doesn't mean we won't face difficulties or feel the impact of attacks. But it does mean that these challenges won't have the final word in our lives. God's promise ensures our ultimate victory, regardless of how things may appear in the moment. Now, let's explore the practical aspects of this spiritual warfare. How do we recognize these weapons when they come against us? First, we must be vigilant and aware of our thoughts and emotions. The enemy often attacks through our minds, planting seeds of doubt, fear, and insecurity. When you find yourself overwhelmed with negative thoughts that contradict God's word, recognize it as a potential weapon. And 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5, we're instructed to cast down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. This verse gives us a powerful strategy for combating mental and emotional attacks. We're called to actively engage in this battle, rejecting thoughts that don't align with God's truth. Another common weapon is discouragement through circumstances. When situations seem to pile up against you, when doors keep closing, it's easy to feel defeated. But my dear friends, this is precisely when we must cling to God's promise. In Romans 8, verse 28, we're assured that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. Even when circumstances seem dire, God is working behind the scenes for your good. The enemy may also use people as weapons. Through criticism, rejection, or betrayal, these experiences can be deeply painful and shaking to our faith. But remember, Jesus Himself faced betrayal and rejection. In John 15, verse 18, He warns us, "If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you." When you face opposition from others, take comfort in knowing that you're in good company. Christ understands your pain and promises to be with you through it all. I want to encourage you with the words of 1 John 4, verse 4. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. My dear friends, you are not fighting alone. The God of the heavens and the earth fights for you and in you. His power within you is far greater than any force that comes against you. Stand tall in this truth, and watch as every weapon formed against you falls powerless at your feet. My friends, now that we understand the nature of our spiritual battle, let's explore the power behind God's promise that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. This isn't just a comforting phrase. It's a declaration of divine protection and victory. When God makes a promise, it's backed by his unchanging character and limitless power. In Numbers 23, verse 19, we're reminded, God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good? This verse underscores the reliability of God's promises. Unlike human promises that can be broken, God's word is unshakable and eternally true. When he declares that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, we can stand firm on that assurance. But let us look closer at what does it mean for a weapon not to prosper. As I mentioned earlier, it doesn't necessarily mean we won't face attacks or challenges. Rather, it means that ultimately, these weapons will fail to achieve their intended purpose. They may cause temporary pain or difficulty, but they cannot derail God's plan for our lives. In Romans 8, verses 37 to 39, Paul elaborates on this truth. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. This passage paints a powerful picture of our invincibility in Christ. No weapon, no circumstance, no spiritual force can separate us from God's love. And it's this unbreakable connection with God that ensures our ultimate victory. My dear friends, when you face opposition, remember that you're not fighting for victory, but from a position of victory. The battle has already been won at the cross. Your role is to stand firm in faith, claiming the victory that Christ has secured for you. In Colossians 2, verse 15, we're told that Christ disarmed principalities and powers. He made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. Jesus has already disarmed the enemy. The weapons formed against you may look intimidating, but they've been stripped of their power to ultimately harm you. Now, let's consider how this promise applies to various aspects of our lives. In your relationships, when you face betrayal or conflict, remember that no weapon of discord shall ultimately prevail against God's plan for unity and love. In your career, when you encounter obstacles or unfair treatment, stand firm in the knowledge that no weapon of injustice can thwart God's purpose for your life. In your health, when you receive a troubling diagnosis, hold fast the truth that no weapon of sickness or disease can separate you from God's healing power and perfect peace. In your mind, When you battle against anxiety or depression, declare that no weapon of mental torment shall prosper against the sound mind that God has given you. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7 affirms, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." This promise is your weapon against every assault on your mental and emotional well-being. My friends, the key to walking in this promise is faith. We must believe and declare God's word over our lives, even when circumstances seem to contradict it. In Mark 11, verse 23, Jesus teaches, "For assuredly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be removed and be cast into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says." Your words, aligned with God's promise, have power to move mountains of opposition. Speak life over your situations. Declare God's promises over your challenges. Another crucial aspect of walking in this promise is maintaining a close relationship with God. The more intimately you know Him, the more confidently you'll trust His promises. James 4, verse 8 encourages us, "Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you." Spend time in His presence through prayer and meditation on His word. Let His truth saturate your mind and heart, becoming a stronghold against every weapon of the enemy. Remember, my dear friends, that God's promise of protection doesn't make us passive. We're called to actively participate in our spiritual defense. Ephesians 6, verse 11 instructs us, "Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." God provides the armor, but we must put it on. We do this by immersing ourselves in His word, maintaining a life of prayer, and walking in obedience to His commands. I want to encourage you with the words of Jeremiah 1 verse 19. "They will fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you. For I am with you, says the Lord, to deliver you." My friends, no matter what weapons are formed against you, no matter how fierce the battle may seem, you have this unshakable assurance: God is with you. And if God is for you, who can be against you? Stand tall in this truth. Let it empower you to face every challenge with courage and confidence. For the God who promises that no weapon formed against you shall prosper is faithful, and He will do it. My friends, we've explored the nature of spiritual warfare and the power of God's promise. Now, let's apply this truth to specific challenges that we face in our daily lives. Let us seek to overcome these challenges. Remember, no weapon formed against you shall prosper in any area of your life. Let's start with the battlefield of the mind. Many of us struggle with negative thoughts, self-doubt, and fear. These are potent weapons that the enemy uses to paralyze us and keep us from fulfilling our God-given purpose. But let us look again at the words of 2 Corinthians 10 verse 5, which gives us a powerful strategy. "Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ." This verse teaches us to actively confront negative thoughts. So when doubt whispers, "You're not good enough," counter it with God's truth in Philippians 4, verse 13. "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." When fear says, "You'll never overcome this," declare the words of 2 Timothy 1, verse 7. God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Your mind is a battlefield, but with God's word as your weapon, you will emerge victorious. Next, let's address the challenge of relationships. Perhaps you're facing conflict, betrayal, or rejection. These experiences can wound us deeply and make us want to withdraw or retaliate. But remember, no weapon of strife in our relationships can ultimately prosper against you. Romans 12, verse 18, instructs us, "If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men." This doesn't mean we allow others to mistreat us, but it does mean we respond to relationship challenges with God's love and wisdom. When others hurt you, choose forgiveness. Not because they deserve it, but because it frees you from the prison of bitterness. When conflict arises, seek reconciliation where possible, always speaking the truth in love. And if reconciliation isn't possible, trust God to defend and uphold you in His perfect timing. Now, let's talk about the weapons formed against your purpose and dreams. Maybe you're facing setbacks in your career, or doors seem to keep closing. Perhaps you've experienced failure and feel tempted to give up on your God-given vision. My friends, no weapon of discouragement or delay can thwart God's plan for your life. Jeremiah 29, verse 11 assures us, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." God's plans for you are good, and they will come to pass in His perfect timing. When setbacks come, see them as setups for a greater comeback. When doors close, trust that God is directing you to the right door that no man can shut. Keep pressing forward, knowing that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Some of you may be battling health challenges. Physical sickness can be a daunting weapon, attacking not just our bodies, but also our faith. But even here, we stand on the promise that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. In Jeremiah 30, verse 17, God declares, "For I will restore health to you and heal you of your wounds, says the Lord." This doesn't mean we won't face sickness, but it does mean that sickness doesn't have the final word in our lives. Whether God heals miraculously, through medical intervention, or ultimately in eternity, we can trust His goodness and power. When your body is weak, let your spirit be strong in the Lord. Declare His healing promises over your life, and trust His perfect will and timing. Perhaps the weapon formed against you is financial lack or instability. Economic challenges can shake our security and tempt us to doubt God's provision. But Philippians 4, verse 19 promises, "And my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus." God is your source and your provider, not your job, the economy, or any earthly institution. When financial weapons come against you, stand firm on God's promise to provide. Be a good steward of what you have. Give generously as the Lord leads, and trust Him to multiply your resources. Some of you may be facing the weapon of addiction. Whether it's substance abuse, unhealthy relationships, or destructive habits, addiction can feel like an unbreakable chain. But 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13 assures us, "No temptation has overtaken you, except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. God's power in you is greater than the pull of any addiction. Seek His strength. Surround yourself with godly support and take practical steps towards freedom. No weapon of addiction shall ultimately prosper against you. And also, let's address the weapon of spiritual oppression. Some of you may feel a heaviness in your spirit, a sense of being under constant attack. But James 4, verse 7 gives us a powerful strategy. Therefore, submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Submit every area of your life to God. Resist the enemy's lies with God's truth, and watch him flee. My dear friends, whatever weapon is formed against you, remember this. You are not fighting for victory, but from a position of victory. Christ has already conquered every weapon formed against you at the cross. Again, your role is to stand firm in faith, declaring God's promises over your life. Let the words of Romans 8 verse 37 echo in your heart. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. You are more than a conqueror in Christ. Let me say that again. You are more than a conqueror in Christ. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, absolutely none. Stand tall in this truth. Face every challenge with boldness and watch God's promise unfold in your life. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, you are the Almighty God, the Creator of heaven and earth. Your power knows no bounds, and your love has no limits. I exalt you above all else for your majesty, your wisdom, and your unfailing faithfulness. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the author and finisher of my faith. I praise you for your unshakable promises and your unwavering commitment to your children. Thank you, Lord, for your boundless grace and mercy that you pour out upon me each day. I am grateful for your protection, your provision, and your constant presence in my life. Thank you for the assurance that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Merciful Father, I come before you with a humble heart, asking for forgiveness of my sins. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness, and create in me a clean heart. I also choose to forgive those who have wronged me, just as you have forgiven me. Lord, I stand firmly on your promise that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare that every scheme of the enemy against my life is null and void. I rebuke every spirit of fear, doubt, and discouragement in the name of Jesus. I bind every attack on my mind, my body, my relationships, and my purpose. Father, strengthen me to stand firm in the face of every challenge. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and empower me to walk in victory. Let your peace that surpasses all understanding guard my heart and mind in Christ Jesus. I pray for divine protection over every area of my life. Shield me from the fiery darts of the enemy and cover me with your protective hand. Lord, I ask for your healing touch upon my body, mind, and spirit. By your stripes, I am healed, and I claim this promise for myself and my loved ones. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every attack of sickness, disease, and the spirit of infirmity. Father, I lift up my relationships to you. Heal any brokenness, restore what the enemy has stolen, and strengthen the bonds of love. Lord, I pray for your divine provision. I rebuke every spirit of lack and declare abundance in my life, according to your riches and glory. Lord, I pray for victory over every addiction and destructive habit. Break every chain and set me free to serve you with my whole heart. I ask for your wisdom and discernment to recognize and resist the enemy's tactics. Empower me to hold every thought captive and align it with your truth. Father, I pray for these same blessings upon my loved ones. Protect them, heal them, provide for them, and draw them closer to you each day. Let your favor surround them like a shield, and your peace reign in their hearts. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, lifting each other up before your throne of grace. We declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, we claim victory over every challenge we face. We pray for your healing touch upon every area of our lives that needs restoration. Lord, fill us afresh with your Holy Spirit and empower us to stand firm in faith. We give thanks for your unfailing love and unshakable promises. Protect us from every scheme of the enemy and lead us in paths of righteousness. Let your will be done on earth and in our lives as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer. I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.